Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5 at Strive with Beck and Jazeel.
What kind of animal is that, though? Is that a leopard and a cheetah? Any seals? A whole bunch of seals or walruses? Was this a bobcat or is that a leopard?
And joining us in the studio, as per usual, it is Dr. Innes Kluter, owner of Kingsway Vet Centre. He's here to help us with our furry best friends. Dr. Innes, how are you going?
I'm good, Jazeel. It feels again like these weeks are flying by.
Always. It's always nice to have you here as well. We've got quite the mature subject to ask you.
Oh, very mature.
Yeah. I hope so.
Why do cats and dogs eat poo?
Okay, very mature. Yeah. Okay. So, it depends on which cycle of their life they are in.
Oh.
Puppies often eat poo because they are on an investigative sort of behavior. They want to see if it smells like that, can I eat it? If it comes out of my bottom, can I eat it? If it looks like this, can I eat it? So it's not unusual for puppies to go through a phase where they eat poo.
Right.
That's part of their normal investigative behaviors. As they get older, it can unfortunately become a very bad habit for no apparent reason, and it can be a psychological habit, and we'll get to things owners can do in a second. But you can also have medical conditions. So there's in poo, there's bacteria. These bacteria produces a lot of the B vitamins. And there's one specific B vitamin which dogs can only really find in eating soil or poo.
Wow.
It's called B17.
So is it almost good for them to eat?
It is. They need a bit of. That's why it's so important for your dog, even though it's an indoor dog, to play outside, dig, have sand and mud all around its nose, because the bacteria in soil gives them that micro vitamin complex that they need, of which that one is one of them. So they tend to eat that if there's a micronutritional deficiency of it. Now, if you feed your dog on solely raw food, or it's an unbalanced diet, or your dog's going through a disease process, or it's on medication, especially like chemotherapy, It's one of those things that dogs then start craving, and they then start eating this. Now, they can also eat the poo if they are very hungry.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
I recently had a very interesting case where one of the dogs was on medication and started eating poo, and I couldn't explain it. And I spoke to one of my specialist colleagues, and she said, now and again, they see it with this type of medication where the dogs go extra hungry. And despite having enough other food, they then go hangry and they start eating whatever they can. So they're recycling the nutrients.
Sustainability
at its best, yeah. So cats tend not to do it. Cats are very finicky, fine, apprehensive eaters. They don't just jump in there and eat it, but dogs, especially Labradors, they will go for
it. My dog's just brutal and loves.
He does it.
Yeah.
Oh, and even if, like, because, like, there's kangaroos around where we are, you're just going to hoover up the kangaroo poo. It's
Can
gross.
I just say, if you look at what the wild cousins do, foxes and wolves and all those sort of things, so when they, if they catch something wild, wherever they are, they will eat the whole carcass, including the intestines with the poo. So that's their natural diet, is to get that. And that's why if you raw feed, we always suggest that you give them the intestines with some of that fecal material in there, so they can get all of that in there. I mean, the dog food companies know to add that into it. So that's why it's nutritionally balanced. But it mostly we see it as a behavioral thing.
So just quickly as we wrap up, if your dog is doing this, don't stop them. Like, let them
no,
be?
No, you should.
You should
stop them. So you should address the cause. Okay, so when we talk to people, we talk about nutrition, we talk about what they eat. And then if it's not a nutritional thing, if there's no obvious reason for nutrition, a nutritional deficiency, we suggest that they are like poo cops and pick up poo as far as they see it.
Yeah.
Remember, these dogs will also eat other dogs' poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I forgot earlier to say is, in the wild as well, the lesser of the packs, the lesser ordinates in the pack pecking order will also eat the more mature and the more senior.
Right.
Poo. And that's a sign of showing a bit of subordinates, yeah, and then packing thing. So pick up the poo. It's absolutely vital. If you go for a walk and your dog picks up poo, put a muzzle on it. Yeah. Make sure it doesn't eat the poo. I know it looks a bit vicious, but that's how you prevent it. And then the other thing, which I find works very well, is feeding your dog raw pineapple.
What?
Raw pineapple. So, this can't be processed pineapple. This can't be canned pineapple. This has to be pineapple that you buy in the shops. You mince and dice and crush it, and you mix that in the food. So, the idea behind is that once it comes out of the other side, I can't personally validate that, but apparently they taste absolutely horrendous and awful, and it tries to break that cycle. And I would probably say in about 80% of cases it works.
There you go. Awesome. If your dog is eating poo, just its own poo, just feed it some pineapple.
Feed it pineapple.
Brilliant.
Feed it pineapple.
Thank you so much, no worries. Dr. Innes Kluter, owner of Kingsway Vet Centre. You're at 98.5.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.